Thank you, Julie. I think this is my best approval. Julie and Jane, there's a lot for me to take in this morning. Thank you, Jane, that you moved to the music. Julia, the diverse leader. Before we go forward, may I just say a quick little thank you to Paul for sharing this space this morning and offering this as a learning moment for myself. And as for you, just so that you are fully aware, today's message will be shared with my class, professor, and colleagues. We'll critique, evaluate, and look this over. So thank you for offering this learning space with me and being patient and giving me all that good support for looking after with my class. May you join me in prayer, please. May the words of my mouth and the meditations on our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. May the words we have failed to hear, yet long to hear, may they find a resting home in our hearts this day, we pray. Amen. What I wrote, I called with a grateful heart that I would like to share with you this morning. In Mark's Gospel this morning, we heard how John played a pivotal role within the church in preparing and making ready the way for Jesus' ministry, the one who would come and baptize by the Holy Spirit. John's ministry was to introduce the people to baptism by water, by way of repentance and forgiveness. We are told that Jesus was to be baptized in the river after Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, that a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my son, with whom I am pleased. You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." And though I have heard this message many times before, I am struck with the words that the gospel writer uses when God exclaimed, "You are my son, with whom I love. With you I am well pleased." These last few words of this phrase, "With you I am well pleased," or at least in the manner that they speak to me today, is that God's response is offered as words to show gratitude to Jesus. It strikes me as being very much a parental response. All of us, regardless if we are a parent or whether not, we will most likely respond in a similar fashion when someone we love and have cared for, willingly and of their own accord, makes the right decision, even though that choice may prove to be difficult. There is gratitude expressed with this pleasure for Jesus proceeding with his baptism. It is appreciating that doing the right thing sometimes calls for sacrifices, especially when undertaking something for the greater good of others. These words of gratefulness offered to the people are said with a full and grateful heart. God is pleased and is thankful that Jesus stepped into the river to be baptized, though he did not need to do so. God is showing pleasure, gratitude even, that Jesus accepted this act of baptism and, in essence, accepting the new way forward for his public ministry. God's response to Jesus' baptism highlights that our God is indeed a God of choice. Prior to preparing for this sermon, I never noticed how during this baptismal story that the voice of God is heard only after John baptizes Jesus. It is another example as to how God allows for all of us to have free choice in our life. Not only is Jesus, the Son of God, made flesh for the world to come to know God's love, he is a man of choice. His baptism allows the hearers to understand it was his acceptance and ultimately his choice to wade into the water with John. Though we are not told if Jesus discerned whether or not he agreed to be baptized as a means to start his public ministry, God's response shows there had to be a moment of reflection before agreeing to accepting the symbolism of what his baptism would mean, a new way forward for the church, a new path forward for Jesus coming into his ministry. God's response to Jesus wading into the river to be baptized shows us that the Son of God has given time to discern before accepting how this simple but profound act will change the trajectory of his life's path. Jesus' baptism as an adult makes me appreciate how other churches who perform adult baptisms see baptism in a comparable way as John did, through repentance and forgiveness. The Greek word menotonia helps us understand what John the Baptizer meant by his invitation for the people to come and be baptized through repentance. Menotonia means to change your perception, your behavior, or your thoughts about the world, to have a change of heart. In other words, baptism is a choice that we make when we are courageous and have an openness to being transformed and accept a new way of living. And though this text here this morning speaks of baptism as a means of declaring our faith, it is not the only way. Some of us worshiping here this morning, whether in person or online, may not be baptized, or may have chosen not to be baptized for a plethora of reasons. It does not mean that God does not extend gratitude to those unbaptized. Quite the contrary. If we see baptism as an outward expression of our faith, then that means that there are also inward ways that we express our faith. And I believe that when we are intentional and desire a way of living that is living in relationship with God, whether it is for the first time or whether it is a renewed relationship, this is what affords us the opportunity to be transformed with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This changing of heart, or repentance as John refers to it as, brings us to making strides to making our way to God, and in turn being the hope for the world, including for the next stranger that we may meet upon our path. You may be wondering around about now, how ever do we go about making strides to make our way to God? It is by doing so with a grateful heart. Brene Brown defined gratitude in her book, An Atlas of the Heart, as the following: an emotion that reflects our deep appreciation for what we value, what brings meaning to our lives, and what makes us feel connected to ourselves and others. Embracing with a grateful heart that we have a God in our life that is loving, accepting, inclusive, and forgiving, enables to participate more fully in a life led by a desire to be in communion with God. Yet, there are times in life when we struggle to have a grateful heart. At times it is hard to see the blessings that God is bestowing or has bestowed upon us when we are shrouded in darkness. And if we are truly being honest, it's hard to feel grateful when it feels as if God is remaining veiled to us during moments of worry, of pain, when we are afraid or grieving. When life challenges us, and it most certainly will, it is downright difficult to turn to God with a grateful heart and acknowledge these blessings in our life when we or a loved one receives an unexpected health diagnosis, when there's abuse of any kind, when there's grief through a loss, regardless of what kind of loss, whether it be a loss of a job, an end of a marriage, the loss of a home, family home through death, or even remarriage. It is hard to turn to God in moments such as these and others that have remained unnamed, and to be grateful for the blessings in our life sometimes. From time to time, many of us have questioned, where is God? Where is this God that is with us all the time when we find ourselves in our own sort of wilderness? We feel as Jesus does, alone, tempted, and crying out for a glimpse into one who remains veiled. So for one to feel and to come to know gratitude, we must be able to practice it. This is indeed a task that is not for the faint of heart. It is work. And at times it might prove to be quite difficult, It calls us to be intentional, to harness the desire to be in relationship with God, to be ready to boldly accept a change in our heart, and to welcome a transformation of self. It requires us to be like Jesus and to step into life with 2 feet, ready to meet the challenges of what it means to live life differently, to be moved to share God's love and to be willing to truly see the stranger before us. It means embracing a new way of seeing life. It is acknowledging that living out our baptism or living out our faith is having acknowledged a change of heart on how we choose to lead our lives. A decision to strive to follow a new way of living or a desire to live a godly life. It is not trying to be perfect. It is simply a way of practicing this changed way of life by trying, by failing, and by trying again. By sharing and celebrating the goodness or the blessings found in our life is sharing the light of God with others. Gratitude does not erase our trials, nor is it meant to trivialize our experiences. It simply provides us with an opportunity to return to a place in our heart where we see and come to know that God is always with us. We heard this morning that when Jesus came out of the water, that the Spirit descended like a dove upon him. The descent of the Spirit as a dove implies that the Spirit was visible and made known unto Jesus. The scripture passage reminds us that God gives each of us signs along the way so that we may come to know that we are on the right path and that we do not travel alone. When we attune ourselves with God and come to recognize the signs before us as being just that, signs from God, it becomes easier to know that we are following our path toward God. It is by acknowledging these signs, these blessings, that allow us to come to see the presence of God and how truly blessed we are. When we're leaving this place this morning, may we be reminded of our baptism, whether it was an outward or an inward expression of faith, that we are a beloved child of God and have accepted to strive to live in a way that fosters an openness of heart, to be a beacon of hope for the ones that come after us. With the presence of the Spirit upon us or before us, regardless of seeing our sign from God as something other than that of being a dove, may it be understood that this is a sign uniquely intended for us, that God is pleased and gives thanks for all of us. So go forth on a path of a transformative faith, ready to offer hope, to shine God's light and love to those we meet, and to know that this is something that we can be truly grateful for.